Well, it's time for the garden party, and it seems like the only one in this building that has any sense is this woman, Jane Mewson, who decided not to come in this morning. And aren't you smart, Jane?
Yes, I am kind of smart, aren't I?
You know, I can't lie. We would have had this on about a minute ago, but I hung up on you, so I need to apologize for that. But I'm happy to have you on right now, and as we always do, and have a bunch of fun.
This was just my way of testing you with your phone ability. Because
and I failed.
It's going to get busy.
Oh, man. Well, Jane, it's nice to talk to you this morning.
And it's good to be kind of here, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, here's the question I have for you, and this is going to show my, I guess, naiveness on gardening and things like that. What can you do in the cold? Seriously.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do much outside in the cold, but you can start thinking about spring and getting your garden seed ready and planning your garden for this year. Certain things need to be started early, and we're coming up, and February is when you generally start your tomato seeds inside.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you want to get a little jump start on that, start some herbs inside in pots. You can put it in the windowsills. You know, they work fine there. And just get something green and growing. Get your garden planned. We do have a couple of new varieties. They're the All-American selections that won awards last year. One's Pick a Bushel Cucumber and Cinderella Carriage Pumpkin. We have just very limited quantities of those. So if you want to try those in your garden next year, you're going to need to get down to Brian's and start shopping for your seeds now and planning your garden now. But planning your garden is a big thing right now.
When you say plan your garden, that means planning out the map and what you want to plant later on when spring comes?
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know about you, but when spring comes, I sit there and I think, well, and I end up doing this every year. What went well last year? There was one yellow, you know, there was a yellow bean I really liked. Which one was that? I never remember. If you can get your seed and get it organized early, there's a better chance of you remembering what worked last year and what didn't work last year. I know from past experiences, peppers in my garden just do not work. So I just don't even do those anymore. But, you know, you have a better chance of remembering. Plan the garden now, and you get your best results if you just plan it. If you just go out there and just start throwing things in, it doesn't work near as well.
Gotcha. You know, another thing I didn't think about was kind of in the garden is feeding the birds. You got some specials going on?
Yes, we do. We do a special every week during the winter, especially during this cold weather, where we put one of our mixes on sale. And this week, the sale one is Will's Junco Wild Bird Seed, and it's $8.98 for a 40-pound bag.
Oh.
That's a fabulous deal. So there's no reason to say it's too expensive to feed your birds.
40-pound bag. Wow, these birds are gorging. Jeez.
I fill my feeders every day right now. They are eating a lot.
Jeez. So the lucky bird that's starving comes by and finds your feeder is having a good day then.
They are having a great day because I am very, very good about filling my feeders. But I have a cat that reminds me, hey, the feeders need to be full. What am I supposed to be watching during the day?
Now, the cat doesn't eat the food, does it?
No. She just likes to sit there and watch the birds at the feeder. And they're not at the feeder if it's not full, so she gets mad at me.
And I certainly hope the cat doesn't attack the birds. They get along.
Tabby is such a gentle little soul. She's kind of scared of them if they come too near the window. So.
I see. Okay. That's really funny.
Yeah, she's a little afraid of her own shadow, but, you know, she's a fun little thing to have around, and she thoroughly enjoys watching the birds. But, you know, when my mom was homebound, too, she loved watching the birds. I get a huge variety of birds in my backyard.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of birds do you see?
I have, right now, I can tell you, I have chickadees at my feeder. I have some juncos on the ground below. There is a white-breasted nuthatch out there right now. There are some finches out there right now. I had some cardinals earlier, and in probably another hour, the blue jays will start coming through. And I have ducks.
Okay. Well, this is why I have you on, because if I were to try to talk about different types of birds and gardens, I would look like a fool. But I know there's a specific type or a specific branch of birds that live in Michigan. What's the rarest bird that you've seen at your feeder?
Well, I every every once in a while I get one of those birds that comes through, that's just migrating through. I get those in May. I get a lot of the warblers that are yellow, and you just see them in the bushes. You don't necessarily see them at your feeder, mm-hmm. but it's really fun to see them. But I do get birds that you only see, and it's not that far away, Wisconsin, the yellow-headed blackbird.
Mm-hmm.
I get those in my backyard about one every summer, and nobody ever sees those around
wow.
here. So that's kind of fun. But, you know, come April and May, you'll start see the migrants go through here, and that's more fun.
I think the only bird that I hate are those red-winged blackbirds. Those are the only birds that I have an actual personal disdain towards, because if I ever, I'm walking down the sidewalk and I get too close to where they nest, they attack me. It's unbelievable. Start pecking away at my skull. It's like, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't know you owned the entire sidewalk.
Yes, they do. I'm not that fond of their noise. They're not the most melodious of birds, but they usually aren't at my feeder, so I usually don't have to worry about them.
Tell me about hockey puck ice melt tablets.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
We could play hockey. I bet I would smash it if I hit it, though. But
you probably would, but they're hockey puck size, and what you do is you throw them up on your roof, and it will melt the ice and snow. I think it covers about 1 foot square area. This way, you don't have to get ladders out and the roof rakes and the ice scrapers and, you know, fall, break your neck. You don't have to do that. You stand on the ground and just throw these little things up. They work extremely well. They work in this colder temperature. They will not hurt your shingles. So it's the easier way. If you're kind of a lazy person like I am, I use this every year on my porch.
So instead of, like you said, climbing up the ladder and risking life and limb, you can just wing them up there onto the roof and let them sit and do their work, right?
You just need a little gentle toss and get them on up there. And they work well. I mean, they don't work instantaneously, but they melt that snow and ice and keep it from forming that ice jam that's going to back up in your house and cause hundreds of dollars worth of damage.
I'm sorry, you might have said it already. How much are those running right now?
They are a bucket of 60 is $18.50.
Okay. Okay, very, very good. Now, I also see you've got some dog food specials. What is that all about?
Well, this is kind of off the wall. The Neutro Dog Food Company, which is an extremely good dog food, it has never been involved in any of these recalls of all the dog food, is running a special, and it's this month only. And if you buy a 15-pound bag of their lamb and rice, their senior, their light, their small bites, or their venison dog food, 15-pound bag, send in the proof of purchase, the little UPC code on the back, and this little form, which we have at the store, and they will reimburse you for the full price of the bag.
That's really interesting.
So you actually get a bag for free.
Wow. Now, you have a cat. Do you have a dog?
I only take care of my brother's dog occasionally. So, yes, I do have a dog that comes here quite often, and she loves the lamb and rice, and she's really on the senior.
I don't know how knowledgeable you are about this, but the dog that my parents own and was my dog when I still lived there is a lab, and she, her name's Daisy, could not eat anything at all. Sometimes she would eat even the dog food that we would buy for her. She would, you know, throw it back up. She couldn't keep anything down. We couldn't give her any table scraps. Is this the kind of food that will be easy on her stomach?
Yeah, the lamb and rice one is actually designed to be easier on their stomach. It doesn't have any fillers, so there's nothing that the dogs are allergic to. Actually, lamb is the easiest of the meat to digest. Back when I was growing up, lamb baby food was one of the starter foods for children, because lamb is so easily digestible.
Right.
The problem is it's so expensive. They don't do that too much anymore. But for dogs, they do, and Neutro makes an excellent product with no fillers and no grains except for the rice in that one. So your dog, they usually do better. The venison actually is also another one of those really easy-to-digest foods for your dog.
Venison, you're making me hungry, and this is dog food.
I know, and they all sound good.
No matter how tempted you are to taste it, don't taste it, okay?
Well, okay, I have done on the past where we used to have these dog treats that were shaped like people, mm-hmm. and the guys were in the back doing something, and I put a little plate of these dog biscuits on.
Wait, the dog biscuits. The dog biscuits are shaped like people.
Like people.
So yes. Your dog is eating people.
Yes, and the guy's all like, "Oh, these are terrible," and the one kid's like, "They aren't too bad." He was too polite to tell me, "Jan, your cooking is really bad." They thought I had made these cookies, so, yep.
Hey, well, that's nice of them. I'll look at that. At least they're not willing to say that these treats that you made sucked. But
yeah, they were very diplomatic about it.
Oh, my goodness. Crazy conversation we're having right now is with Jane Newsom. This is The Garden Party on 1450 WHDC. Jane, anything else you want to mention before we got to take a break?
No, Ice Melt still is on sale at DeBrine's. We do have a variety, a selection. There is some that does work at this cold temperatures. It's more expensive, yes, but it will help melt the snow. You just ask one of the guys. They'll be glad to help you pick out what you need for your house.
Outstanding. Jane Musin, The Garden Party here on 1450 WHDC. And I know we've given it out enough, but again, contact information for you in the store.
It's DeBrine Seed, and it's the corner of Elm in Washington and Zealand. Or if you want to give me a call, it's 772-2316.
All right, Jane, thank you so much. You have a good day.
Thank you,
man. And try to stay safe if you do go outside, okay?
Yeah, I got to be really careful with this bum leg here.